Hard work is going on in Tairawhiti to boost the low COVID-19 vaccination rate. The region, including Gisborne and the North Island's East Cape, had the lowest Super Saturday numbers, and it has the lowest first dose vaccination rate in the country. But its people are committed to turning this around, so much so that some have started a campaign to raise funds for a vaccination van. Our Tairawhiti reporter Tom Kitchen has more.
More than $120,000 has been raised through Give a Little for the Van by Te Aroha Kanarahi Trust. They're a trust based at the tip-top of the East Cape and want to get the van to travel around the Ngāti Porou Rohe, vaccinating whānau in the most hard-to-reach areas. Trust spokeswoman Tina Nata says the health system's inequitable for Māori, but they can't wait to fix that.
The most immediate issue is that we need to get our vaccination rates up. We can't wait to have that discussion until we vaccinate as many people in the East Cape as possible. And so in the meantime, we just need to get it up and running.
Ngāti Porou Hauora is the main driver of the vaccination rollout along the coast. It didn't know about the Te Aroha Kanarahi Trust idea until the Give a Little page was set up. But its CEO Rose Kahaki says she's supportive of any initiative that will work.
Because of the impact that the Delta variant will have on our communities, which is the majority are Māori, and I'm all for any community getting out there and improving and encouraging our whānau to get vaccinated.
It's already got its own plans in place. It's got daily clinics for at least the next 2 weeks at its health centres. It's also been given a Te Puni Kōkiri, Ministry of Māori Development, camper van. They call it the Waka Kōkiri, to have at big events and to get to hard-to-reach communities. Karalipi Whairangi Lawton, who's leading the vaccination rollout in the Rohe for Ngāti Porou Hauora, explains.
We're also in the throes of beginning our school rollout for coast-based schools from next week, and we will be utilising the TPK mobile bus.
TPK says Ngāti Porou Hauora have been trained up on how to use and set up the van. The next step will be to give it to the iwi to transport themselves and the vaccines to the communities. East Coast MP Kerry Allen says she's in talks with Ngāti Porou Hauora and the DHB Hauora Tairawhiti to work out what's best for the community. She also wants more nurses on the ground and wants this happening as soon as possible, as well as a mobile clinic.
What I'm hoping to see is a fully kitted, permanent GP mobile solution. A bus that has all the capacities for any GP practice.
The Super Saturday turnout was the lowest in the country in Tairawhiti. Hauora Tairawhiti CEO Jim Green says he would have liked to have seen more people, but says there were some successes.
56% of the people who came through on Saturday for us were Māori, and 67% of those people were having first doses for Māori.
He says 45% of the people who came through on Saturday were under 30, but they still need to work harder in that space, especially for young Māori.
The advice we're getting around rangatahi is information and mediums and identifying with young people who are able to give the messages.
So it's a push from all to raise the rates in one of Aotearoa's most isolated regions.